Good afternoon, and welcome to the August 24th Mesa City Council study session. The first item on our agenda, welcome back, everybody. We've been off for a month or so, celebrating the summer and the heat, but we're all back and ready, raring to go. The first item on our agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. So hopefully everyone has that in front of them. First couple of pages have to do with some liquor license applications. Agenda item 4 is taking action on some purchasing contracts. I have a couple of pages of those. And agenda item 5, taking action on some resolutions. Six is introducing some ordinances for public hearing on some zoning ordinances. Yes, Mr. Pinter. Remember how to do that?
Yes, actually, I'm trying to figure out which one it was.
That's yours.
Okay, right. Thank you. They're both right, perfect. So I've asked some questions of engineering. They're going to check. In the old days, about 10 years ago, when they realigned flood control, flood districts and different things, it was pretty painful for some folks in Mesa because you have to now pay flood insurance. But I don't think that's going to be a problem this time, but they're checking to kind of figure out what areas of Mesa are affected. And I was more concerned that, hey, we let folks know that they may have some changes coming. And if you buy real estate, you don't want to buy in a flood control or flood zone because you have to pay some pretty high flood insurance. So anyway, we're going to wait to get some more info on that one.
Great. Looks like we have the city engineer ready to answer the lay people's fears on that topic. So what do we need to know?
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Well, this is actually amending our code to be in line with the flood control requirements from FEMA. And primarily what this is doing is modifying our ordinance to be reflective of that so that we can participate in the flood insurance program. It's also changing some things in here, which, as you may know, we're a member of Maricopa County Flood Control District, so it is defining their role more clearly. That's a big change. And then it changes one of my titles from floodplain manager to floodplain administrator. Again, reflective of the flood control district's role. This is stuff we have to do regardless of the mapping, which is what Councilmember Fenter is remembering. And it's stuff we need to do to stay in compliance with the FEMA regulations. It does adopt the current, what they call the DFIRM maps that we have today. And then later this fall, they're going to be coming forward with new maps in November. I'll get you the map. I've got it on my email, and I can send it to you. They do have public meetings scheduled in September. I think one is the 16th and one is the 22nd, if I have the dates, where they will be talking to the public. As it stands right now, it's a very small part of Mesa, and it's mostly industrial lots. There are no residential lots included.
Okay. So just so we're clear, this is agenda item 6C, and we're introducing this ordinance, and the public hearing will be on August the 31st, so that we'll have another opportunity to talk about this. But it might mandate some flood control, some flood insurance on some industrial properties in the city.
The ordinance itself will not. Yeah. It's the maps that they're currently in production right now that they will be taking to public meetings in September. Those are yet to come.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep our eye on that. Thank you, Beth. Council, any other questions on anything under agenda item 6? 7 is taking public comment on an ordinance. 8 are some zoning subdivision plats. And there's actually some interesting issues in there. I think Mr. Brady was indicating that we may have time for a presentation.
Come on. It's okay. Yes, Mayor. So, Bill, if you come forward. So, that was 8D and 5G actually are kind of leading to opportunities for some new developments in Mesa. And I've asked Bill to kind of give us a survey of a variety of things that are kind of getting ready to evolve throughout the city as far as it relates to new developments. So, Bill, if you'll present that to the council.
Mr. Brady, thank you. Mayor, council, it's good to see you, everybody back. I thought I'd take a few minutes to talk about some of the new developments going on in the city. And really, I think some of you met with GPEC over the break, and you heard one of the interesting stats that they cite, where 80% of the leads are looking for existing buildings. And it's existing buildings with the right square footage, like the right floor plans. And today, I'm happy to talk about a little bit of new speculative development that's actually going on, and some of this is actually on your agenda. The first one is right at Horn in the 60, just off of Mesa Drive, right at behind the Burge property. There's actually four different properties, and they're outlined in white there, with phase two directly to the south of it. And that's a better look at the building itself. What's interesting, there's about 320,000 square feet of spec development, industrial spec development on this site alone in the four buildings. Two of them have 30-foot clear heights, a little unusual. Certainly attracts a high talent for us as well. The other one's at 24 feet. So those are two very unique sets of buildings that are sitting right there just off the 60. We have a couple other ones, if I may. Over off of Broadway and Dobson, we actually have two buildings under construction, if you haven't been by there in a while. One is 148,000, almost 150,000 square feet with 32 feet of clear height. That's you go by that, and that building stands out, which is great. And there's been a lot of interest, according to the broker. And the other one is about 64,000. And that's the elevation of what it'll look like along the way. But that's, again, up, and the roof is just about on, and I think we're making some good progress. It gives us inventory to sell that's in demand today. Switching from industrial to office for a second. This is up at Waypoint at Riverview and the ATS building. We celebrated that in the corner of Alma School and Bass Pro Drive. The second building, Building B, is actually in for review by the building department. Their construction plans are in. They do not have a tenant, so he's a little hesitant to get out in front. But because you're along that corridor, he's ready to go. And that's about 150,000 square feet of Class A office space that's speculative as well. So he just needs one to start, and he'll take the rest of it and be spec with it. So that's a huge investment for us there. And that's what the building will look like along the canal at Riverview. And the last one that I wanted to talk about is south of the airport. And this is due south, and we actually have a developer who's interested in these areas that are highlighted in yellow. And he's looking to build spec industrial space.
Bill, sorry. We're going to have to throw a flag on this one because we're getting too far off the agenda item. So, my fault. So when we bring this back, because those first two were the first ones were on the agenda. This one's a little off. So we're beyond probably the actual stated agenda. So we can bring this one back and have a discussion. And was this the last one?
This is the last one.
Yeah.
Last
slide. Just look at the map. So we'll be bringing this back. That's great. We'll put this in the city manager's update that you'll have on Thursday. So great. Just to get to see what's going on.
Got rid of Spinner. We'd be all over.
Wow, following the rules.
That's great.
So.
You want me to go back to the first one? Just keep us legal?
Yeah, the first one. First ones were fine.
We'll just edit that out.
Just show that sometimes we see these easement abandonments and utility abandonments, and they look pretty normal on agenda, but they're making way for some opportunities for some spec buildings in Mesa that we haven't seen in a while. So, and for Bill, that's important because a lot of times we talk about prospects coming in, and their first question is, where is a building available that I can move into, not where is there a raw piece of land that I can build? And so this is a good sign for us to see this kind of activity taking place. And a few of those are on your agenda for tonight.
So, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Mayor, to stick to the agenda, there is an item on there where I think it's a right-of-way where Drive Time and Go Financial, that's 700 jobs. And I think that's a major, about $12 or $13 million investment that hopefully we'll be celebrating. And we announced that in December, I believe we did. And that's now coming ready as well. So I did go address a certain particular items to keep us legal on that one.
I guess we could ask him if there's any future anticipated abandonments similar to this that might be coming our way that we should be aware of.
I don't think that's on our agenda.
Okay, carry on.
All right.
I'm done.
Well, thank you. So in case anybody out there needs a 150,000 square foot building in Mesa, we got a few to offer. So thank you, Mr. Jibjiniak. Next item on the agenda is to acknowledge receipt of minutes of boards and committees. We have two different committee reports, the Museum and Advisory Board and the Economic Development Board. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. That passes. Next item on this agenda is to hear reports on meetings and our conferences attended. We could talk a lot about the things that have been going on. So why don't we, who wants to start? Yes, Mr. Thompson.
Frank McGray and I spent a few days up in Denver about 3 or 4 weeks ago in a conference for the American Public Gas Association talking about more rulemaking at DOD and DOE, and just talking about the furnace rules and different things like that that are going to be impacting our natural gas side of our business. So very interesting. A lot of great discussion.
Great. Mr. Cavanaugh.
I attended Sister City's International Annual Conference in Minneapolis last month, and one of the very interesting programs there was really put on by Phoenix Sister Cities, and it's a trend really that they were the pioneers in across the country of making sure your sister city programs are accessible to people with disabilities. And they have developed many programs showcasing artists, authors, photographers, having contests both for Phoenix and their sister cities in that area. And they very graciously have offered to kind of partner and mentor with us to see if we, our community, would be interested in adding that to some of the work that we do through our sister cities program. And so that was one of the most fascinating programs that I've seen in a very unique way. For example, their sister city in Sonora, they worked with that sister city on ADA issues on a youth community center. And so it's I think it's something that I've referred to the sister cities board to look at, and I think it might be an interesting topic for us in the future.
Great, thank you. If no one else is going to jump on this, let me just say congratulations to everyone that lives in Mesa. As of Saturday, we are even more of a light rail city than we were with the Sycamore Station. I think we were all in attendance, staff and council, at what I thought was just a spectacular ribbon cutting on Saturday morning, where we welcomed the light rail into the heart of downtown Mesa. So I couldn't be more excited, and I know that enthusiasm is shared by everyone in the room, but I just wanted to say thank you to the city staff. I thought the event was just spectacular. It was very well planned, very well attended. Congratulations, and thank you also to all the downtown merchants and NEDCO and all of the other organizations that were so involved in putting together such a great great Saturday and Saturday night. Downtown Mesa was just swarming with people and activity, and it was just fun to see that. What a great potential our downtown has. So I'm feeling a lot of momentum for our community as a whole. Also probably of note is the great survey that came out that ranked Mesa the top big city in the Southwest United States, one of the top five big cities in the country. So we've had a good couple of weeks, and I feel a lot of really positive energy in the city right now. So thank you to everyone who made that event on Saturday such a great success.
Yeah, there was the Saturday morning event, and then Saturday night they had the market on Main Street, and I attended that. And attending that, you'd see that we're actually probably beyond potential. I think we've realized a lot of I was stunned at a lot of the new businesses that have opened up recently and the way they've positioned themselves in our downtown. It's just really exciting to see.
I agree.
Dennis, were you going to cover the league?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I attended the league conference in Tucson. They had a wonderful program. We had a number of great presentations. I was really interested in looking at the trade opportunities between Mexico and Arizona, particularly in Mesa. So I had the opportunity to actually go there, go to a wonderful presentation. Also, there was a press conference where they announced a MAG working with Canacintra in Mexico. It's the largest chamber of commerce in Mexico. They represent 50,000 businesses, so that was really good.
Thank you. All right, well, we'll look forward to building on a lot of the success that we've seen the last week or so. Next item on our agenda, Mr. Brady, is scheduling of meetings and general information. What do we need to know?
All right, here we go. We're back into it. So we'll see you on Thursday at 7:30 in the morning. We'll be reviewing agendas for the following Monday. Okay. We have a few other presentations, so thank you.
Great. Thank you. I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We will reconvene upstairs. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.